When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose the light so much brighter there? You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure, downtown.
Well, downtown Manchester, it is Sarah, and usually I have one Miss Wild Thing, Nori, but today, actually, Nori couldn't be here today, so we have Trixie from In Town Manchester.
Hi.
And yes, that is her real name, which is my favorite because my other favorite, like, performance person, and Nori does not like Bonnie Raitt, neither does Peter, by the way, but Jerry Garcia has a daughter named Trixie.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's a little bit of a little trivia. So we haven't been here for a couple of weeks, but we had to come in today. Nori is actually away. She's ripping it up in New York. So like the Bronx or Brooklyn or I don't know.
New York City.
Her home. And she couldn't be here, but we definitely wanted to be here today because tomorrow at Veterans Park, we have what should have been the second in our concert series, but is actually the first, is our Foreigner's Journey concert.
Ooh.
And I'm so excited about Foreigner's Journey.
Oh, me too.
Is that like the best? He is so talented.
He's beyond, like, incredible.
Foreigner's Journey. Now, this is the band that they do Foreigner, and they do Journey songs.
And P.S., they do them in the keys of the actual bands.
Yep.
So like if I were to be singing, which I won't, I just saw Trixie's look. She's like, please don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. So if I were to be singing, I'd be singing in a much lower octave. Stop being impressed with my knowledge.
It's good.
I know, I saw that. That wow. It was awesome.
Very good.
He actually sings just in the same pitch and octave that the Foreigner's lead singer would and Journey. So he was also the runner up for the current Journey singer.
Okay. Oh,
so
okay.
He was part of that when they were looking when Steve, is it Steve Perry?
It is Steve Perry.
Who I love.
Should have been gone.
Can you imagine having that voice and then have some wonky thing happen to you?
Yeah, what happened? Do we know?
Like, similar to what is going on with Adele right now. It's just,
no way.
You have to be really careful. And he just wasn't able to get the clear to sing the way he was. And he ducked out. And they did a contest to see who could be the next
I remember
lead
that.
Singer. And it was, I forget what his name is, little guy from the Philippines.
Right.
Yep.
Really life-changing for him. But this gentleman who is singing with the concert tomorrow was, if it wasn't the guy from the Philippines, it was him.
Wow, because I saw Journey get inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was awesome.
And Steve Perry
that
was
so
wasn't,
cool.
Yeah, Steve Perry wasn't sitting with the band, though, but they all went up together.
Yeah, Andy didn't sing. You know, the only problem that I have with Journey is Neil Scallon?
Neil Schoen, I think.
Okay, well it started with an S. I was
we thought you knew what you were talking about.
Well, isn't that the truth most of the time? He married one of the women from The Real Housewives of D.C.
Oh.
And she was the most unlikable human
when
being
she
you
was,
could imagine.
She was married before she was with Neil Schoen.
Yeah, a little troll of a man.
And they actually, I believe they crashed the President Obama's some party at the White House.
It was a big deal.
Right. It was
and
a big.
And they went in and they didn't have. I mean, it is a big deal. It's not like you crashing my party, Peter, which you didn't even try to do.
Right.
Yep.
It was a big deal. And they were escorted out. It was like this crazy thing. Like, how could they get in without having clearance? So she was married to this little troll of a man. And She met Neil Schon.
Yeah, Schon.
Schon.
I think it's S-C-H-O-N.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Neil Schon.
She married him, and then the rest is history. And I try to think that back when everything was happening with Journey, that she wasn't around.
Oh, she was not around then.
Oh, no.
You're talking about the Steve Perry days of Journey? Because Journey was around before Steve Perry.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, yes, he was.
And we could talk about Journey all day.
I really love them. As a matter of fact, at my wedding, the song that was sung during the, the ceremony.
Oh.
That little thing that I so stupidly glossed right over. We had them sing Faithfully.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my that's precious.
The best line in that is, they say that the road ain't no place to start a family.
No.
Remember the video? Do you remember the video for Faithfully?
I don't.
Oh, that was a funny one.
I remember O'Sherry.
Okay.
And I remember he dated the woman in that video.
Yeah, Sherry was her name.
Her name was Sherry. So, like Sherry Oklomsky.
Well,
it was
yeah.
like crazy.
And that was his first solo album.
Yeah,
Steve
I love
Perry.
Him. Wow. I love him.
I like Journey more than Foreigner.
I do too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So last summer I got to see both the Journey, the real Journey, or today's Journey, and Foreigner.
Oh, nice.
And this group, legit, right? I won't pay to go see them anymore. I can see these guys and be just as
right.
happy.
Absolutely. So you don't need
very
to see,
excited.
You don't need to yeah. see Neil Schon.
And I don't want to see his wife.
Right.
I'm telling you that for free. So I know he's going to be all in a like tither right. after he hears this radio program.
Neil Schon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an avid listener.
That's right.
But sorry, Neil. Sorry, Neil.
So the big concert tomorrow night, though. That's great.
It's awesome. They go on at 8 o'clock. We have a 7 o'clock opener.
Yep.
Trixie takes care of all of our openers. Who
so
is it
tomorrow night is Walker Smith. He's awesome.
Okay.
He does
so
all original
talented.
Music.
Yep.
But he's very talented.
Incredibly talented. And a lot of people are like, why do you do an opener?
But it's nice. It's nice to have
he
someone.
He is a worthwhile performer.
And he's definitely someone you want to catch, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's great.
So we have that.
So a lot going on around Manchester on Thursday nights.
There is.
We took over.
There's also the trolley tour.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
It's tomorrow night. And Peter.
Yes, I know.
Why don't you let us in about that?
I am practicing now. There's a script that we have to read. And I know that I'm going to have to read it because I don't think the moose can do it.
And Peter, you know that you'll be bludgeoned if you don't read it like verbatim.
Right. No, I got it down, I think. It's not that bad. At first, I was a little overwhelmed, but it's not that bad.
But I think, too, like the best part about that is your knowledge of Manchester.
Yep.
So as you're going around,
sure.
was like, because they were looking for an MC, and I immediately thought of you because of your knowledge of Manchester. So I think that, you know, with little tidbits of the script, so I don't think it's...
Well,
you're not going to be beaten with a...
You know, it's funny. We were talking on the radio this morning, but at the old Riverfest days, back in the early 80s, they used to have a trolley loop, two trolleys, one loop on the west side and one loop on the east side to bring people, to go pick up people to bring down to Riverfest. That's
nice.
When, you know, things were a little different. And it was something. I remember being like 13 years old, being on this trolley. Yeah. And now I'm going to be on it tomorrow night and, you know, doing it all over again. So, exciting.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I think it's funny, the trolley aspect. So they do it two nights, and they hit several local art galleries, art studios. It's really nice. It's
yeah,
definitely
museums.
Highlighting.
And museums.
Yeah. You know, the arts and culture in downtown. But the trolley is something that I think we should have all the time.
Right.
Absolutely.
And just have it do a circle.
You know, I think the MTA at one time had a trolley.
Ooh, sorry about that.
It had a, you know, it was a bus, but it was a trolley. It was, you know, the trolley. Are you all right over there?
I'm thrown a little bit because Trixie took my seat.
Oh.
So I'm trying to, like, I want to sit so I can, like, face
okay.
you.
Yeah. Hi.
But yeah, I think that is something that definitely it should happen again. And when I think of Manchester Connects, the concept was to connect the Mill Yard to downtown.
Yep.
And there were a lot of different ways that those meetings went.
Yep.
When really, one trolley from, let's say, March to October, just going around
right.
the city.
Or even do that with the Green Dash. Because the Green Dash does a just a loop, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
But I like to see the... I like to see what's going on in the
trolley. I would take the, take the, because the Green Dash is just the Green Dash bus, but you could take a trolley.
It is true.
And do that.
It is true. Then we need to actively be promoting that and like catch it. So like if on your lunch break you wanted to go down to Antiques on Elm, jump on it. Green Dash.
Geez, at one point, years and years ago, there was, you know, trolley tracks down here, and you know, people used the trolley as a form of transportation.
Yeah. Wait, so it was a legit
trolley? Could, there were trolleys all over the city.
Absolutely.
You could go all the way up to the Massabesic, right up to the out, that area.
Yeah, so they would do loops through all of Manchester, and then I think it was like Fridays or Saturdays.
Yeah.
You could ride the last trolley in, and they would take you to Pine Island Park.
Oh, wow.
Where it had like the Ferris wheel and boats.
Yeah.
And they'd have like a block party kind of thing over there. Way back when.
Right.
You know, it's interesting some of the things that have happened in your like bygone days.
Right.
That people always make reference to, and it's like, wow, if they could do that then, why can't you do it now?
A lot of people say that about Riverfest.
Yeah,
because it really was that was really at one point in its heyday was the premier event around town.
Yep, and people, you're right. People still absolutely meant, they come into our office. What about it? We met with someone a little bit ago, and he was very interested. His company was interested in reviving that, and he was a Manchester guy, so that's how he knew about it. And I'm not sure what has happened with it. It's something that In Town would love to do, but there's just two of us.
Well, there's so only two of you in that here. That area where they used to do it is now, I think, UNH has that. That's the parking lot out there. Yeah. So, but that's where it used to be. It's good
there
stuff.
Could be a lot. I think there's a lot of possibilities. And actually, like we were just talking about, like kind of reviving something. So, years ago, before Trixie and I were at In Town, there was the Chili Fest, which is downtown Manchester at Veterans Park. And so it was run by the city of Manchester, and they had for at least 2 years, they had the national chili competition held at this event.
That's right. It was a world championship.
Yes, yes. So we thought, so we were like, you know what? Again, we have an event that's pretty great. It's on a Saturday. We've got Jimmy LaHoo. We highlight veterans' causes.
Yep.
What could we do to enhance that event? And then we were like, chili and beer.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. So that is actually on August 26th. It's at Veterans Park.
Yep.
We have music all day. So it's from 1 to 10 at night. And so we're pretty excited about that. But it's kind of like, it was one of those events, the Chili Fest, that we always heard about. And thinking about like that we had something, so it's not recreating the wheel.
Right.
Like Riverfest is a huge undertaking, but this is something that we could kind of take and make our own, but it was a popular event. So
it was.
So we're pretty excited about that. So that is August 26th. That's a definite.
Oh, yeah. I like chili. You guys both like chili?
Yes.
Oh, hello. I love chili.
And beer.
And beer. Color me happy. Right. And good music. It's like you got me.
According to my friend Moose, chili's out of season.
It is, and that's why we're calling it the hottest day
ever. That's good, because I don't think chili's ever out of season. I just call him out on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Moose.
Yeah.
What's going on?
He's like that with certain things.
You know, he does get certain things like in his brain, and it's like he has a hard time getting out.
Definitely.
Yeah, oh, he does. He was arguing the other day about, I don't know, if you go get fried seafood in the winter, it doesn't taste as good because the oil is not used as much. That was his thinking.
I prefer fresh oil.
Right.
I mean,
like the oil you fry it in. It's not getting used as much because they don't change that oil out every time they you know.
Oh, no. I can't with him.
Yeah.
That is okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Boy. Hey, what happened last night with the flag? Did it get approved?
I believe it didn't get stopped. I know that. I don't know if it got officially approved, but I don't think, I'm not sure. You'd have to look at Manchester Inklink to find out.
I do.
You know what? Today has been a little busy, and yesterday, so I haven't had a chance. And I love the Inklink, but I knew it was going up, and I just didn't have a chance to even watch it last night.
Yep.
So I was hoping, because I like those flags; they all remind me of an NHL hockey team.
Right.
I feel like it's a Canadian team.
Yeah, I was thinking soccer.
And
it's cool. It gets everyone involved in something. You know what I mean?
No, if the community comes together, get them involved. Right. The more.
Yep.
And I love hockey anyways.
Well, there you go.
I like a nice mullet.
Oh,
like a braid.
Oh, yeah.
Spike up.
Nice.
It's very good for me.
Very 80s. Okay. Of course.
Mariner's Journey, you know it.
You know, yeah. We were talking about the trolley tour also. It also, and you can pick up the trolley anywhere on this tour at any of the stops.
Yes.
At any of the stops.
Okay, because yep. We do go right by the community market, which will be tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, you are. And you can stop, hop off. They
have some veggies.
Veggies. There is a gentleman who has, I forget the name of his farm, so you'll have to forgive me, but he has pork product.
Okay. Yep.
And he did a deal the other day. It was 5 pounds of meat for $35.
Really?
And I swear to God, he gave it like at least 10 pounds, and the meat was superb.
Really?
It was fantastic.
Pork.
Pork.
Okay.
So bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Ribs, you know.
Good stuff.
Very, very good stuff. So there's a lot. I think the Manchester's Farmers Market is doing really well. I love the new setup.
Yeah.
I think it makes it easier for people to kind of like stroll through and get, you know, really be able to see everything. As opposed to last year, we had it set up like almost like a horseshoe. And then you would kind of beeline for that vendor that you were coming to
see. Right.
But this is like a nice, it's
you have to
like
walk
a walkway
through.
And you get to see everybody and see really the cool stuff that is there.
What was going on center stage last week? There was the market, but then there was something in the middle of the park also. Someone had something set up. I'm not sure. I only walked by.
Musician wise?
No, it was like an art project, or there was. I don't know what it was. I was across the street, but there was something else going on in the middle of the park, and
so
it was legit.
The new market manager is always looking for new things to have at the market. Like he has fencing, like sword fencing.
Yes,
he's kind of twisted today.
But
people
don't
tomorrow.
Know though. You can go get fencing lessons in this city.
Yeah,
right. And that's the school that comes down, I believe.
Exactly.
I think they're up there on Hayward Street or Wilson Street or okay.
Yeah. So I think I like the way that he thinks out of the box. So he's like tomorrow. There's the yoga.
Yep.
So he has musicians that come, and I'm not sure if this is it. But they had musicians, and that's where the electricity is, so they can plug in and do their thing.
Okay.
So that could be it. Trixie and I last week were dealing with the weather, whether or not we were going to have a concert or not.
Right.
Which is so damn stressful.
It was a struggle. Yeah.
It was kind of miserable out last Thursday.
It really was.
So we moved it.
Good.
We moved it to August 3rd.
And that's Manchuca.
I love Manchuca. I could see them all the time. I just feel like I need to be wearing like a big Afro wig and platforms.
It makes me want
to
dance.
Yeah,
shake it out.
Yeah, good stuff.
Which is not anything that I do. Hey, guess who came to my little soiree on Saturday?
Guess who? I don't know. You're going to have to tell me.
Carol.
Oh, that's right.
And her husband, Jim.
Oh,
that's
right.
We were going to mention
it
too. I figured I was in trouble, so I didn't mention it on the radio. But Carol's like, we went to she had said something. She went to the party.
Yeah.
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 We were all waiting.
Was her husband Jim with her?
Yeah, and they were shaking it. And I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking it down.
And like, and it was like to 90s, like the playlist was predominantly 90s. And they were dancing about, and they were hilarious, and everyone loved them. And I did not dance because, again, can't do it. I'm not a good dancer.
No.
Well, you can't with that attitude.
Well, this one dances no matter what. This
no
one plans,
what.
Nori, like,
Nori
dances.
Dances. Nori dances, too.
She does.
She didn't dance that night.
Oh, no.
She did not.
She on her best behavior?
I think she was trying to be. This is what Nori's husband said to me.
Okay.
So we have like this little group that goes out to lunch. And it's myself and our friend Will and Nori. And sometimes a few other people. I won't name them because I don't know how they feel about that.
Right.
But Nori told her husband that she was more of a spectator. That it was Will and I who like were the talkative ones.
Right.
We were the ones that shared things.
Oh. Okay.
And I said, well, Dan, that is not. We follow Nori's lead.
Oh, yeah.
She is a wild savage.
She is.
I mean, you know that she's a savage.
Oh,
clearly,
right.
He doesn't listen to the program.
No.
I mean, I think that is by design. But I was like, wait, what does your wife say? And he's like, yeah, that that she just kind of sits back and listens to you and Will talk. I was like, horse manure. Yeah, totally not true. So
she threw you guys right under the bus.
Totally. And in my backyard did it. And I was like, you're at my home.
Right.
Can we not do this? So, no, the party was fun. I actually had some friends stop by from college, like one of my old college roommates I hadn't seen probably in 10 years.
Nice. When did it start?
It started at that depends on who you ask.
Right. Okay.
My husband and his best friend were there happily playing corn toss at about 2.
Okay.
people didn't start coming over until about 6, 6:30.
All right, okay.
And it went till about, well, I had to go to bed because at one point I just thought it's better if I just go to bed.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
I mean, really, it's time, folks. No. My friend brought a friend to set up with one of my friends.
Oh. So I thought, you're always doing this kind of thing.
I know. I'm like a matchmaker, matchmaker. Yeah. So I totally thought, oh, that's no big deal. So probably at around like 11:30, I see my friend Inga and her friend go and get into their bathing suits, and they come out and they're swimming in the pool. And then I see our friend Chris going out and getting in his bathing suit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I don't want anything weird happening in my pool. P.S. So anyways, it's like, it goes about like this. They're in the pool and then they get out and then we do some fun beer games and blah, blah, blah. And then at about 2:30, I see her in a bikini, bright red bikini, walking down my driveway. And I thought, she had asked earlier if she could spend the night. And I was like, of course, I don't want anyone driving or worrying about that. So yes, stay over. And she disappeared. I thought she was going to get her overnight bag. Gone.
Oh. Wonder.
Guess what she did? She walked home to Wellington Heights.
In a bikini?
In a red bikini. No shoes.
Really?
No pants.
Okay, I know where you live. That's a hike.
What does someone do that for? Does
and do you go like all the way up Webster and over Mammoth, or do you crisscross through the neighborhoods?
I don't think this woman could like spell her own name at this juncture. So how she managed to get home is totally beyond me. And then the person that I was trying to set her up with, and I was like, do you think she have her cell phone and call an Uber? He was like, well, where was she putting her cell phone and her wallet? Because she legit walked down this driveway in a bikini.
Really?
Listen, folks, I'm 43. You come to a party, you're on your own. Yeah. Like, listen, I say Uber, I say don't drive.
Uber, yeah.
But like, really, lady? And I don't even know you?
Call my friend Louis Applebaum.
Yes. Huh? Yes, call a taxi.
That's right.
Do something. But she walked home. So sorry about that, MPD, if you got a weird call, an alarming call. God. But no, it was fun. It really was fun. It was awesome, and it was good to see everybody. And we got Will Craig there, which is like, he's like a unicorn when it comes to social outings.
Really?
You out of a, would ha, well, I think you're kind of like that too, Peter.
Well, okay,
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm like, getting there.
It's like a mythical unicorn because you want to hang out with him. You want to spend time with him.
It makes it that much better for the next time. No,
it does. It's like a celebrity sighting.
I did plan on going all week. I did.
Peter, I'm joking you.
Oh, I know, but it's still.
It's okay, because we're just
I don't want
start.
You not to invite me.
You're
because I didn't
be
come to the last one.
No.
All right, then.
Never happening. Trixie didn't come either, so.
I didn't.
We've already talked.
But, you know, I heckle her in our office.
Absolutely.
Because I like to mix personal stuff with work.
Right.
And make her uncomfortable, so.
I am sad I missed all of the debauchery, but I kind of like hearing the stories afterwards.
Because usually she's part of the stories when she's there. High five.
Right. What adventure can we go on next?
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Well, I think tomorrow night's going to be an adventure. I'm so excited about that. And yes. I'm excited about the trolley night. I think that's
going
to be
Well, it's all going down all on a Thursday night. I think it's great. Before we got on the air here, Trixie and I were talking about all these things that are going on down here on a Thursday night. So you got the market, you got the community market.
Yep.
You have the concert, Foreigner's Journey concert. Then you got the trolley night. So it's great.
And I think too, like the more things, like it's like when the farmer's market ends, then the trolley continues till 8:00. Then right at 8:00 is when Foreigner's Journey goes on. So
right.
I like how it's all kind of like you could really map out your night.
I think it's
to kind of hit everything.
Basically spend the whole day in downtown.
You could.
Who wouldn't want to?
And who wouldn't want to? You can always come downtown.
Yeah, downtown's fun.
Trixie, that was. So
it is when I was young. There used to be these blue signs in Manchester here, all over Manchester, and they were blue signs with a crown on it. And it said, follow the crown to downtown. And they led y'all downtown. All these crowns led to downtown.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And this is like, I'm talking 1970s.
That is the coolest thing.
Follow the crown. Because, people call it the Queen City. So follow the crown.
I like it.
To downtown. You could bring that back.
Yeah, we might have to bring that back.
Right.
I had never even heard of that.
There's probably some signs sitting in some basement somewhere. Because they're gone. Wow. I don't see any around.
And I think it's cool too, like even if you had them to start at the some of the entry points for downtown.
Right.
Yeah.
To have them there.
If you get off the highway on Bridge Street up there as you're coming down or
I like it. We'll start an initiative.
Yeah.
Crown the Queen City.
Yeah.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah. And you know what I like to do is I like to torture a lot of the city departments.
Oh yeah.
And sure. I say torture, but they're fantastic to work with. Parks and Recs, they're awesome. They are awesome. Like, those guys moved those pianos for me.
Oh, really?
Parks department. They moved them.
And like, they just pushed them through the
like
street.
Like, from the Institute of Art to the locations that they're at.
And that's Don Pinard, right?
He's the best.
He is. We had him on the show before.
You did.
I know. We actually broadcast from the disc golf course.
Oh, that is so,
so
cool.
It was fun. Have you guys ever been?
What a great thing.
No, I've been dying to get down there, though.
Yeah,
Jeff does it all the time.
Oh, really?
Like,
it's fun.
I never see him now in the summer. It's awesome.
And it's all you need to do is get some discs. You can. It's free. And people don't know it. It's right there.
And a lot of people, because I guess there's another one in Candia. It's up north little bit. But they were saying that Manchester is definitely one of the best golf, disc golf. I always call it golf. Frisbee golf.
You can't
golf.
Say frisbee.
They're like, don't do that. And I'm like, oh, so sorry about that.
Yeah, you can't say frisbee.
No, I know. It has to be disc. It has to be
like, well, they're not frisbees. They are really like little discs, and they certain ones go different distances.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Don Pinard, and that was like his thing, and he loves disc golf. And the other thing, the other little tidbit that I'd like to mention, because we're talking about Parks and Recs and Sarah's party.
Oh, gosh.
Let's talk about Andy Vashon.
Okay.
Parks Department.
Yep.
Fantastic human being. Takes care of our Christmas trees. He made, I'm not joking, 150 Jello shots.
Oh, wow. And Jello shots.
No, it was, I've never quite seen anything like it. And my husband at one point, he was like, I think I had too many Jello shots. And I was like, really?
Oh, I'm sure.
What would give you that concept that you had too many? But it was... He was fantastic, but he also is such a good, like, he's so much fun to have around, but he's such a hard worker.
Oh,
so
yeah, definitely.
It was.
Work hard, play hard.
I mean, really, is there any other way?
No. No. Not with us, right?
No. Yeah, so tonight Trixie and I are going to see
Pat Benatar
at the Hampton Beach Casino.
Hit me with your best shot. Sarah, I'm going to be breaking out my singing voice. I hope you know. Belts out everything.
Do you have like 80s clothes? No, I don't dress like I'm from the 80s, but I am from the 80s, so I'm like mint.
Yes. I can work on it, I think. I think I can dig up a little something.
Like anything acid wash, like a little mini jean jacket, although it's like 1,000 degrees out.
Yeah, so I'm going to do the top ponytail and then just like tease it out like crazy. Big hair.
Okay, so we'll post pictures on intown.com. Tonight we're going to see Pat Benatar. I say this to you?
Awesome.
And we're so excited because it's kind of like a pilgrimage. For us, last year she wasn't at the Hampton Beach Casino. She went to Meadowbrook and it kind of threw me off.
Oh.
It's like, no. We have a routine here.
Yeah.
So I think my friend Jackie, her husband, and myself and Jeff have always gone to this. And Chad, her husband, cannot go. So we were like, who's going to have fun like us?
Oh.
Right.
Trixie.
And it's fun out there at the beach seeing a show.
It's fantastic. We go for dinner, then we go. And I will like to say, I love the fact that we get to sit in the sky boxes.
Yes, yes. Those are the VIP seats.
I'm a sweaty type of gal. I'm old.
But there's a separate separate bar up there and everything. You don't even have to deal with downstairs.
I go there like once a year for this Pat Benatar show, and I still manage to frighten the bartender up there. Every year he's like, I remember you. And I don't think he says it like, hey.
Like traumatized.
Yeah, like, wow, that was pretty
like
tough.
PTSD.
Yeah. Yeah, that upsets me.
Post-traumatic Sarah disorder.
Now, Trixie, I don't even think I like that at all. Trixie, that was good and witty.
Thank you.
And
very good.
And hurtful,
very clever.
All in like
all
one
in
swoop.
One ball. I know.
So
I think that we have kind of hit it all. Listen, come to Veterans Park tomorrow night. Park opens at 5. First act goes on at 7.
Yep.
Foreigner's Journey at 8 o'clock. I tell you, you will not be disappointed. And then we can't wait next week to tell you all about the Living Free Fest. Peter Telges, woo woo! Stark Mill Brewfest.
That's right.
And I'm so excited about that. And you guys have a great week. Trixie, thank you for co-hosting.
And don't forget about the trolleys on Thursday night.
Trolley, trolley, trolley. Yeah, Charlie says, get your candy here.
That's right. It's a neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, that's where I live. All right, thanks, Peter. Have a great week, everybody.